When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Ever heard of visceral fat? Well, you have it, and it's not very flattering. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Cast your eyes down to look at your toes and tell me if you can see your feet. If not, meet visceral fat, known as belly fat, that is so hard to get rid of. Incorporating bits of exercise before heading out the door or hitting the hay can help reduce all over body fat as well as abdominal fat. I suggest a forward lunge. Don't let the name scare you. Start slowly and have a chair beside you to hold on to if necessary. Start by standing with your arms by your side, feet hip width apart. Take a big step forward with your right foot and lower into a lunge while bending the front knee to a 90-degree angle and the back knee touching the floor. Press through your right foot and straighten both legs. Step back up and bring your legs together. Repeat with the left leg. That's one rep. If you are unsteady on your feet, put a chair beside you to straighten and do 8 to 10 repetitions. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Wiltz.
Low County Health Officer shares updates on hantavirus in California. Pass Robles High School honoring 14 student athletes on College Signing Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. County Health Officer Dr. Penny Bornstein released a full, detailed statement about hantavirus in California and in San Luis Obispo County. The release says the risk to the public remains low, and there are zero confirmed cases in California. There are five people in California who may have been exposed to the virus, and they are being monitored by public health officials. Currently, they have no symptoms. Some of these individuals were involved in a cruise ship that traveled before the outbreak was identified. The CDC and California Department of Public Health will continue to update the public with any other findings. The Templeton American Legion Post 220 will be holding a Memorial Day service and barbecue Monday, May 25th, starting at 11 a.m. at American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street, Templeton. The service will start with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by its guest speakers, Pastor, Color Guard, Rifle Squad, and Taps Bugler, presented by the Templeton American Legion Post 220. The service will also end at 11:45, immediately followed by an annual barbecue at noon. The annual benefit barbecue is $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. Tickets can be purchased ahead of time at templetonlegion.org. PRHS honoring 14 student athletes on College Signing Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Pass Robles High School will host College Signing Day on Tuesday, May 19th at 4 p.m. in the Gilesa Gym. During the event, PRHS will honor 14 high school student athletes who have committed to continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level. For these student athletes, signing to compete at the collegiate level represents years of dedication, sacrifice, and commitment, both academically and athletically, said high school principal and athletic director Michael Susank. The students will also be recognized during the school board meeting on Tuesday, June 9th. PRHS community members, family, friends, and supporters are all invited to attend the event. The California Mid-State Fair has announced the Frontier Stage lineup for 2026. 12 nights of free concerts will be included with fair admission. Performances start at 8 p.m. Opening day on Wednesday will feature the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant at 6 p.m. The full lineup can be found at midstatefair.com. KPRL News recently covered an interview with the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors, Mason Yaffe. The HOA levies assessments on members of Heritage Ranch for infrastructure and maintenance and has recently raised the assessments for the purpose of catching up on deferred maintenance. Mason spoke on these increases, clarifying the long-term needs of Heritage Ranch.
There's a ton of infrastructure projects. There was a massive one we did a couple of years ago. Everybody knows as the Comanche Spillway up here. It's just a large project, cost in the neighborhood of $500,000 to fix that. There's a land bridge that connects our marina to kind of the rest of the ranch that needed also somewhere in the neighborhood, maybe $450,000, $500,000, years and years of deferred road maintenance. I mean, I've been up here for 12 years and I've never seen a single thing done to the roads in all that time.
Mason also addressed a recent controversial decision made by the HOA board to upgrade Heritage Ranch's security camera systems. Heritage Ranch already had a security system prior to this decision, where pictures were taken of visitors going through the gates, used only for investigations. The upgrade to the system sends the data to the sheriff's office, or CHP.
But it comes with the ability to tie into law enforcement so that they can do investigations of their own, and it saves our staff a tremendous amount of time from having to do those investigations on their behalf. But that was a very controversial point, that the fact that data about residents coming in and out would be available to law enforcement. But it creates a lot of concern and I think some of it is valid. You know, this was a challenging decision for the board to make, and none of the decisions that we make are necessarily black and white. They have pros and cons on both sides, and we felt at the end of the day that it was a net positive. But it certainly created a tremendous amount of conversation. We're going to have a special meeting at the end of this month to address that issue.
The next regularly scheduled meeting for the HOA Board of Directors is May 25th. These meetings are only for members of Heritage Ranch. Mason also encourages any members to contact staff with questions or concerns regarding board decisions. KPRL News will continue covering information shared in this interview in future newscasts. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Mariners 8-3, the Dodgers over the Angels 10-1, the Giants beat the Athletics 10-1, the Mets over the Yankees 7-6. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Athletics will go against the Angels, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, and the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, on Saturday night in Oakland, California, a driver traveling northbound on 85th Avenue struck a parked vehicle and several pedestrians, killing three and injuring several others. Oakland police are investigating the incident. It is unknown if drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash. PG&D has shut off power for thousands of customers in Northern California due to recent weather. About 4,700 customers were affected this past weekend in Sonoma, Napa, and Lake counties. These shutoffs were done in response to high temperatures, high winds, and dry vegetation conditions. The California Department of Public Health has reported the largest number of illnesses and deaths in U.S. history from deadly poisonous mushrooms. The Department of Health reports 47 confirmed cases since November, with at least four deaths and four illnesses that required liver transplants. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. With a drought and dry conditions across the U.S., a lot of producers are now looking at sorghum. Land O'Lakes forage specialist Jeffrey Jackson.
From a forage standpoint, I'm seeing a really big increase in call volume right now saying, okay, Jeff, we've got a bunch of cows. We don't want to sell any because the market's so good right now. We'd rather raise calves. Maybe there's been some wildfires in the area that have reduced our forage. I'm going to call it cash or our supply. We burn all those acres off and need to feed. Now, what can we do? There's been a big influx of calls about grazing sorghum sedan grasses and maybe even taking some row crop production out for a year on irrigation to get the feed source built back to where they are comfortable. Get some rangeland recovered. We're going to maybe dry lot feed or graze some pivots. So that's been a big increase.
Jackson says without a stronger market structure, grain sorghum struggles to compete with corn beyond its drought tolerance, limiting its grain market appeal while remaining an advantage on the feed side as industry trends continue to evolve.
say shortening maturity levels is a trend. And as we get shorter forages, then we could go farther north with them. As we get shorter season grain sorghums, again, that expands the market farther into the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming. Shoot, I've got people calling me. We've been sending sorghum to Michigan and Wisconsin and for multiple different reasons.
Land O'Lakes' Jeffrey Jackson.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Imagine being part of a statewide community where farmers, ranchers, and supporters stand shoulder to shoulder. Well, that's Washington Farm Bureau. From connecting to local events to advocating for agriculture to accessing savings and resources that make life easier, membership opens doors. Whether you raise cattle, grow vegetables, or simply want to support local food, there's a place for you in Farm Bureau. Learn more at WSFB.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Petals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar, on May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Petals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 7:22. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Chocolate remains a favorite treat for Americans. A 2024 report from the National Confectioners Association found that 65% of U.S. consumers eat chocolate, driving $21.4 billion in confectionery sales. But the future of chocolate is under pressure because cacao plants, which produce the cocoa beans used to make chocolate, are struggling in key growing regions. Excessive heat, erratic rainfall, prolonged droughts, and flooding have already caused significant cocoa crop failures on the Ivory Coast, the world's leading producer of cocoa beans. Farmers are seeing lower yields, dying trees, and in some cases, total crop loss. Scientists at the University of California, Davis are working with California Cultured, Sacramento-based food technology company to develop a new way to source cocoa, growing it directly from plant cells in a lab. With grants from the National Science Foundation and BioMade, the research team is working to lower production costs and create a more reliable, sustainable source of chocolate. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s, north-northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday. Low 90s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, upper 70s Friday, mid-70s Saturday and Sunday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 725.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened narrowly mixed and turned higher. Investors are looking at higher interest rates on U.S. treasuries and elevated oil prices after reports of a drone strike near a nuclear plant in the United Arab Emirates. Brent crude, the global benchmark, has topped $107 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $103. Two of the largest utilities in the U.S. are merging. NextEra of Florida is buying Virginia's Dominion Energy. It's a $67 billion deal. NextEra shares down 3%, Dominion up 10%. United Health Group shares down 1.5%. Berkshire Hathaway says it sold many of its smaller stock holdings, including United Health. However, Berkshire purchased Delta shares, which are higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. It's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition right here on The Right Choice.
I plopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing post we sued. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then
along came the morning exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Pat. She's part of a big event coming to the Atascadero Lake Bandstand on the 30th from 12 until 3. It's the free community Skillshare event. She'll fill you in all on that. Also, in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna has Kathy Talento. She headed the domestic policy for the White House during Trump's first term and has turned from a Fauci defending true believer to a skeptic. They're going to be talking about what happened during COVID and where the fallout and / RFK's presence in the administration, where all this will lead. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see here on the text. Let's see here. Our health care premiums also are higher because of people's poor decisions with their health and also their use of the health care system when it's not needed. Well, in states like California, from my understanding, they have no choice but to treat people. There was a case, or at least it was a big story in Ventura County in the Westlake Village Hospital. They turned away somebody, and I forget if it was a rape victim or something like that. Said that they didn't take those. It was obviously emergency, terrible circumstances. But the person had to go south. I don't remember all the circumstances, but it was a big issue, at least down there. I don't know if, how many would remember that anyway. But anyway, so there you go. Because this text on what they sent in about the higher premiums, because the taxpayers, spend over $2.5 trillion annually on people's lifestyle choices. Think about that. And as I said last hour, when you combine that with the money of people who don't work, don't pay into the system, the illegals on how much that cost us, this is so much money. You would almost, maybe laughingly say, we don't need to be taxed anymore if we got rid of this nonsense. We could have nice roads. We could have all these nice things and so forth, and they wouldn't have to keep taxing us more and more and more if you take care of these issues. And I don't mean take care of them by giving them more money. You sit down and you tell them, you'll get nothing. And the results will be that more than likely, you will not be inhaling oxygen much longer based on the decisions you are making and have made in your life. We have 330 million people in this country. We might be able to get by. The amount of money is astronomical, and we don't seem to want to address those core issues. All we want to do is write more checks. All right, here's something that should be interesting to follow. The former mayor of Los Angeles, Mr. Villagosa, he is a Democrat running for governor. He said over this past weekend that the California Democrats cannot blame President Trump for the state's homelessness and affordability crisis. Okay? He says that Democrats need to confront problems created under their own party's leadership. I haven't looked at my ballot, but is he still listed as a Democrat?
because why would anybody want to vote for this if he's admitting that the party is to blame for the mess here in California? We have the highest gas prices. We have the highest utilities. And everything else is high. Our income tax, you name it. And this is all inflicted by Democrats. So why would anybody want to vote for that? I just threw out some numbers nationwide, but obviously in California it would dovetail closely to the amount of money that we are spending on all these social programs. Again, I'm talking social programs of self-inflicted behavior. Let's see here. We've had under many administrations, under the Obama, Michelle Obama, she pushed for healthy foods or snacks or whatever in schools, which, okay, you could say that's great. And by and large, kids rejected it. Again, what a surprise. So, let's see here. Cheap, healthy food is rejected by most Americans, even as RFK Jr. pushes for it. Chris, have you ever had liver?
No, I've never eaten liver.
Have you ever had kidney?
Nope, haven't eaten. I don't know the last time I ate an internal organ.
Do you have any desire to want to eat liver?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, my dad used to. It smelled disgusting. Matter of fact, Linda likes it.
I mean, it smells disgusting, but how does it taste?
I won't go that close. I don't know. But it's one of the most nutrient-dense foods, and it's also one of the cheapest. They lump them together as organ meats. They often contain more vitamins and minerals than premium muscle cuts. And I've heard that for a year. I didn't know about the kidneys and the heart. These can cost between 50% and 90% less than filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, and other popular cuts. That's according to some. Okay. But Americans are not willing to eat it. Now, I didn't realize this, and I probably should have, that before World War II, Americans did eat organ cuts. Then, obviously, when the big boom after World War II, our standard of living went up, and although the longevity of life went up, our quality of life in some cases because of what we were eating and everything else we were putting into ourselves, that hasn't been good. But to combat that, we've had the huge advancements in medicine. So we can continue to abuse ourselves, put all kinds of crap in us, but the doctor's going to give us something to offset the decisions that we were making. All right? So this stuff, because some of it is associated with poverty and following, again, World War II, then, you know, the industrialization of large-scale meatpacking. It's cited as a reason for the disappearance of many of these organ meats. So I guess the trick is for those such as RFK Jr. is to advocate for consuming these. Now, Chris, if you knew, you've heard the expression or the saying that rattlesnake takes just like chicken, right?
No, I've never heard that before.
Okay, I have.
Does it?
I don't know.
I'm surprised you haven't eaten one of those rattlesnakes out at the ranch.
I had an opportunity to. I won't. Because I know what it is.
What is it?
No, it's a snake.
Oh, I mean.
Okay, now for those of you that have had snake, can you tell me? Maybe if I didn't know it was snake, I would give it a try. But liver, you could bribe me with $1 million. I'm not putting that stuff near my lips. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. You know, something that I've eaten, a girlfriend used to cook it. It's beef heart. What you do is you cut it into little pieces, and then you soak it overnight in vinegar, you know, and put onions and garlic and stuff like that in with the vinegar. And then the next day you get a skewer and you put onions and tomatoes on the skewer and you barbecue them like you shish kebab them, you know, on the barbecue. And, oh, that beef heart, I can't stand liver, but beef heart, that's a good meal, shish kebabbing them.
How would you compare it to, taste-wise, to, say, pork ribs?
Well, it's good. Yeah, I would compare it real good to pork ribs. You know, you want to cook it real well done is how I liked it. You know, but I just wanted to tell you about beef heart. And go ahead.
Okay, so you knew what it was before you ate it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the secret is you soak it overnight in vinegar.
Right. You just with the garlic. Okay, so do you think some of this has to do that if I didn't know what it was, or not just me, but people in general, that, and if someone said, hey, try this, what is it? You don't tell them, and maybe they'll give it a shot?
Oh, yeah. They would think it was just a piece of steak. That's how good it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay, so as you said, you could just say, oh, it's just shish kebab.
Yeah, it's so cheap. Beef heart is super cheap, just like the other organs you were talking about.
Okay, so you have to flavor it, though.
Yeah, I that's the only way I've ever eaten it. It's a Peruvian dish. I guess my ex-girlfriend was half Peruvian, and you know, and that's where she learned to cook that.
Okay, and that is less expensive, you said?
Oh, yeah. It's super cheap.
Have you ever had snake?
No, but I was going to tell you that when I worked at the base, they caught a rattlesnake down at the sewer plant. And this guy, he barbecued it. And they had youth. We used to have youth authority kids that they'd work with us in, you know, work program. But that guy, and he cooked up that rattlesnake. And rattlesnake might not be too bad, but to be living down in the sewer plant where it's eating rats and mice or whatever that hang out at the sewer plant, I mean, that was just too much for me.
Well, I'm going to assume the snakes out at the Rattlesnake Ranch aren't eating veal. They're eating mice or squirrel or whatever is in the ground, so it's all ends up the same.
Yeah, but they're not. The rats and the mice out at your place aren't eating gunk from a sewer plant. You know, the rats and the mice out where you're at are probably eating pretty healthy, you know, foods, you know.
Yeah, I think
compared to at a sewer plant.
Yeah, I think I think RFK Jr. would be pretty happy with what the animals underground out at the ranch are eating.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, okay. Beef heart. I have heard of beef hearts.
Yeah, you cut it just a bite size. You know, the size that you put on a shish kebab, do you barbecue them real well done, and you would think you were eating steak by the time it's well done.
You know, I believe you, but I probably would take a pass on it.
Okay.
I'm not a what would the word to describe as far as my eating? I am not a risk taker or something along those lines. Would you like to try this? No. That's kind of the way I am.
Yeah.
I
hate liver. I hate the smell of liver.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that tip on healthy eating.
Yeah. Okay. Take care now.
Okay. Bye. Now, I'm guessing probably if we grew up eating this stuff that we'd be used to it by now, and it wouldn't be that big a deal. But again, most Americans aren't interested in consuming. Did that beef heart stuff sound good to you, Chris?
It did, yes. I'd be convinced to try it. In fact, you know, if it all tastes good, I wouldn't mind. You know, you mentioned liver and kidney. It just depends on how it tastes for me. That's all that matters. Except there is one thing, one meat that no matter how good it tastes, I will not eat it.
What is that?
I don't know if I could even say it on the air. Bull testicles.
No, I wouldn't try that.
Me neither. Absolutely not. I've seen some people try it, and when they cut into it, I start, ugh. I can feel it in my soul.
It's like you're playing catcher with an athletic club cup. Hi, good morning.
Hi. They used to have the Sportsman Club in San Luis Obispo, and they still do. And every year they would have a wild game barbecue. And they would have anything you could think of to eat.
Now,
and
I've had wild...
And that would include the rattlesnake. So I have tried rattlesnake and everything else, and maybe some things I didn't know what they were.
Okay, now the wild boar I've had, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in the ground?
Yes.
Yeah, that's delicious.
But they would have... I think at that time they had, I want to say 20 or 30 different types of meats, you know, from different places, you know, ostrich, all kinds of stuff. But they would have the rattlesnake.
Did you like the rattlesnake?
It kind of tasted like chicken, but it was many, many when I was young, and now I'm old. So, but I would try anything except for I don't like liver either. So, anyway.
So when you were a kid, you if somebody said it was something a little bit different that you hadn't had, you were willing to try it.
Not until I got married. My father-in-law used to own a gun shop in Santa Margarita or Garden Farms, and that's when I got introduced to that, going to that wild game barbecue.
All right. Well, you have more guts than I do, ma'am.
Well, I've always liked to eat just about anything.
I guess you could say I'm kind of a cat. I'm somewhat finicky.
Uh-huh.
I just will not. I'm not a good one to try things out on. So. No.
And they may still have a wild game barbecue somewhere. They probably do.
Yeah, I'm sure because, you know, people out, they have the pig hunts and so forth and so on. So I'm guessing, yeah, that probably still takes place here. All right. Well, hey, thanks for sharing that.
Yes, you're welcome.
All righty. Bye. Okay, I am not hungry.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors recently increased its assessments levied on members for the purpose of repairs and maintenance on infrastructure. The board also recently made a controversial decision to upgrade its security camera system. President of the board, Mason Yaffe, encourages Heritage Ranch members to attend its next meeting on May 28th to discuss these changes. County Health Officer Dr. Penny Borenstein released a full, detailed statement about hantavirus in California. The release says the risk to public remains low, and there are zero confirmed cases in California. There are five individuals who may have been exposed to the virus, but they're being monitored by public health officials. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump urging Iran, come back to the table fast or there'll be nothing left.
This appears to be the final warning from President Trump, warning Iran that if it doesn't make a deal, he's going to end the ceasefire and resume bombing and full-scale combat operations, perhaps with Israel as well. Posting on Truth Social, quote, for Iran, the clock is ticking and they better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai, while Israel says it took out the ISIS terror commander in the Bekaa region of Lebanon. Luigi Mangione in a pivotal court hearing whether the gun in his backpack from a Pennsylvania McDonald's can be admitted in his trial for gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan. And a South Carolina news conference by the Alec Murdaugh defense team with what they call developments for his retrial for killing his wife Maggie and son Paul. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Nice day, upper 70s, lots of sunshine. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid 40s. We'll hit upper 80s on your Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, back to the upper 80s on Thursday, Friday, low 80s, mid 70s Saturday and Sunday, and you're for your Memorial Day Monday, upper 70s. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:56 a.m., 8:04 p.m. We are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros, of course.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Let's see here. The San Miguel Senior Center, they've got stuff going on Monday and Wednesday. It is the Meals at Connect, 11:30 to 12. That's 60-plus seniors, free hot lunch. Bingo, the second and, Bingo, the second and fourth Fridays. On the second, it is Finger Foods on Friday. Ooh, it's the potluck. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6. $1 a board. That all takes place at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. Don't forget chair exercise Tuesday and Thursdays from 4:30 till 5. City of Atascadero reminds you to start making your plans for the summer concert series. It starts June 20th. That is June 20th at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand from 6:30 until 8:30. And those are on Saturdays. You might want to see if there's any sponsor opportunities still available. And just go online and pick the day you want to go see. They have an outstanding array of all kinds of different music, and it's a very nice atmosphere, very nice. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Here we go. Birthdays and anniversaries. Anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. The big event starts, man, tomorrow, runs through the 21st. Go to bellajewel.com for more info. Local celebrities. We have Ken Crater leading off, Marion Bowes, Sydney Ruth, Kyle Chubbuck, Nicolette Harley, Linda Cimetti, Samantha Weisberg, Robin Scott, Don and Rosalie Maisie, Marty and Wendy Roverstein, and Tom and Cindy Tweeten. All right, those are your local celebrities. Okay, on my right-hand side, you've heard of Frank Capra. It's a Wonderful Life director and others. He was born 1897, passed away in 1991. The Music Man and others. Meredith Wilson, the composer, 1902, 1984. Oh, man. If there wasn't somebody else on the list, he would go to the top. Big Joe Tenor, Turner. Shake, rattle, and roll. Oh, yeah. 1911, 1985. Mr. C, Perry Como, 1912, 2001. Onward we go on the list here. Bill Macy, he was in a lot of shows. Perry Mason, Maude, and others. 1922, 2019. Jack Whitaker, a very good sportscaster. Born in 1924, died in 2019. From Bonanza and Trapper John, Pernell Roberts, 1928-2010. Onward, Dwayne Hickman, once a guest on KPRL, The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, 1934-2022. The Brooks Robinson, 1937, passed away a few years ago. Albert Hammond, It Never Rains in Southern California, singer, 1942. Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, 1946. Joe Bonzel of the Oak Ridge Boys, 1948. Rick Wakeman from many, you know, yes, and around about. He was born in 1949 from the Guess Who. Bill Wallace, 1949. Rodden Milburn, he was an Olympic medal winner in the hurdles, 1950. He died in 1997 after falling into a tank of scalding bleach at his workplace. Ugh. Country singer, one of the best ever, George Strait, 1952. Yari Curry, Hockey Hall of Famer, played primarily with Edmonton, 1960. He was born. Onward, everybody's favorite, Tina Fey, 1970. Let's see here. Orlandis Carey, not a bad running back. He was born in 1975. Ron Mercer, pretty good basketball player out of the University of Kentucky. He was born in 1976. And Violet Bean, the actress, 1996. Okay, where are we? All righty, let's see here. Passing away on this day. Let's see. I'm going down the list here. Hey, where are we? Oh, Leave It to Beavers. Ken Osmond passed away in 2020. Elizabeth Montgomery, Bewitched, 1995. Wow. Also, we have Charles Grodin, the actor and writer. He died in 2021. Jill Ireland passed away in 1990. Dawes Butler, the voice of Elroy and Yogi Bear and others, 1988. And let's see here. Who else passed away on this day? I believe that is it. That is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today. He was a 18-time All-Star, and also he won the Gold Glove 16 times. Now, he still holds major league records for career putouts, assists, total chances, and double plays at third base. And his totals are 13 and 20% higher than the closest player. His career fielding percentage at the hot corner was .971, a major league record until 2006, and it remains the top AL mark. He was also MVP in 1964. 1966, when Frank Robinson won the MVP, playing for the Orioles and the Triple Crown, Brooks Robinson finished second behind him in the voting. An outstanding career, very clutch hitter. He had over 1,300 RBIs, but those Gold Gloves, 16, that's the most by any position player other than a pitcher in Major League history. The human vacuum cleaner goes to the top of the list, Brooks Robinson.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles High School will host its college signing day on Tuesday, May 19th at 4 p.m. in the Gilesa Gym. During the event, PRHS will honor 14 high school student athletes who have committed to continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level. The Templeton American Legion Post 220 will be holding a Memorial Day service and barbecue Monday, May 25th, 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. At 12 p.m. will be the annual benefit barbecue. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Okay, his 2,870 games at third base not only exceed the closest player by nearly 700 games, but it remains the most games by any player in any major in Major League Baseball at any position. His 23 seasons spent with the single team is matched only by Carl Yastrzemski. Brooks Robinson, this hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.